A Pie for Miss Potter, written by Mark Ormerod.
The summer holiday is over. It's the 5th of September, the first day of the new school year at St George's Primary School in London.
Hello, Mr. Pike.
Good morning, Sophie.
Who's that?
I think she's a teacher.
Boys and girls, this is our new teaching assistant. Her name is Miss Potter. She's from the USA, and she's going to be with us for 1 year. I want you to make her feel very welcome.
The children ask Miss Potter some questions.
Where are you from in the USA?
Do you like London?
Who's your favourite pop star?
Do you play any sports?
What languages do you speak?
I'm from San Francisco, on the west coast of the USA. Yes, I like London very much. I haven't got a favourite pop star. I sometimes play tennis, and I speak English and Spanish. Everybody likes Miss Potter. She's very popular. She's kind.
Ow!
She's helpful.
Thanks, Miss Potter.
She's easy to talk to.
I can't believe she's from America.
She has a great sense of humour. But one day in November, after school, Eduardo notices that Miss Potter looks unhappy.
Is everything okay, Miss Potter?
Yes, thank you, Eduardo. I'm homesick. I miss my family and friends in San Francisco.
I understand. I'm from Ecuador. I sometimes miss my family and friends too.
Eduardo shows Miss Potter a photo of his grandparents. Then Miss Potter shows Eduardo a photo of her family. These are my parents. That's my older brother and my younger sister. The next day, in the computer room, Eduardo talks to his friends, Sophie, Tom, Alice, and Lily.
Miss Potter is feeling homesick. What can we do?
How about a party?
Or a cake?
No, not a cake. Next Thursday is the 25th of November. It's Thanksgiving Day in the USA. We can make her a pumpkin pie. That's a great idea, Sophie. Let's look for a recipe on the internet.
After school, the children go to Sophie's house to make the pumpkin pie. They have all the ingredients they need: sugar, spices, eggs, flour, butter, milk, and an enormous pumpkin.
That's a big pumpkin.
It's from my grandfather's garden.
Don't make a mess, children.
Tom reads the recipe. Sophie and Alice make the pastry. Eduardo and Lily peel the pumpkin. Everybody helps to make the pumpkin mixture.
Whoops!
Oh no!
Sorry, Tom!
While the pie is in the oven, the children clean the kitchen.
It looks good.
When Sophie's mother comes in, everything is clean and the pie is ready.
The pie looks delicious. Well done.
The next day, during the break, Lily asks Miss Potter to come to the classroom.
Is there a problem?
No, Miss Potter. There's something we want you to see. It's something nice.
In the classroom, all the children are waiting to surprise Miss Potter.
No, she nice. No, don't you think. Surprise.
Happy Thanksgiving Day!
Oh! Yay!
There are decorations on the wall. There's pumpkin pie for everyone. Miss Potter is very surprised and very happy.
We want to thank you for everything you do for us.
I think she really liked it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it's nice.
Here are some photos of San Francisco to make you feel at home.
This is incredible. Miss Potter enjoys looking at all the photos of San Francisco. That's the Golden Gate Bridge. It's so beautiful. I think it's my favorite place in the world. Thank you, everybody. Thanksgiving Day is my favorite day of the year at home, and I'm very happy to celebrate it in London with you all. And now I'm going to have a slice of this very delicious pumpkin pie.